episode of Thick and Tired. I am tired today because I'm fasting because I have a doctor appointment right after this episode and I need my fuel. I usually have my energy drink next to me and, like, you know, food, but now I don't. So you're going to get a lot of fucking yawning today.
She's like really hangry.
And I'm hangry.
She's like super, super hangry.
I didn't realize that was the reason.
Well, I'm also angry because I have these.
She's been literally talking about it for like an hour now.
Does anyone notice anything new?
Why, Cassidy, whatever do you mean?
Corinne got his headphones as a punishment for me.
Oh, fuck off, man.
Because I fidget too much and it's hard for her to edit.
Negative.
Which now, if I'm like touching this piece of paper, I can hear like my fibers of my fingers touch the paper.
You are so dramatic.
I can hear this piece of paper
so
being
dramatic.
Made in the forest.
First
so
of all, dramatic. The reasoning is so inaccurate.
I know.
I'm dead. This has been going on for like 30 minutes before this podcast even started.
You know, if she had an Italian sub in her mouth, she probably would have
been. She'd be like, oh wow, these headphones are cool. Yeah.
If I had that Subway touch my lips,
she'd be like,
be a lot different.
Things would be a lot different.
Anyway, welcome back, Gia. We missed you.
Thank you.
We missed our youngling last week.
Yeah.
You saw The Lion King, I heard, right?
I did. I saw The Lion King. It was my mother's birthday. Oh. Today's my uncle's birthday.
Yep.
Wow.
My sister's birthday is next week.
A lot of
my daughter's birthday is next week. Big birthday month.
Leah's birthday is next week, too.
Leah's birthday
is
next week. Corinne, your birthday ain't next week, but
sisters.
That's okay.
Neither is yours.
September 20th.
I mean, February 17th.
It's just too much that... Anyway, no Jeopardy fun fact today. I have three questions I want to ask you guys.
Okay.
All right.
Shoot.
What's the question?
Your wedding drink of choice, your favorite everyday bev,
okay,
and your top nail polish color. Ooh. Right?
Well, I got all three.
All right, I got all three too. My wedding drink of choice, this was only recently. I used to do wine, but now that I'm getting older, I really can't do that because the headaches are pretty intense the morning after. My friend Jess just turned me on to tequila, seltzer, and a splash of pineapple. And let me tell you. I love it. I'm a total tequila hoe now.
Yes.
It is a great high.
Yeah.
Okay. You don't feel drunk the day. Like,
no.
You're not hungover and just gets my tits hard. So that's that.
What?
My favorite everyday beverage is Venti Cold Brew Black from Starbucks. Love cold brew. Go right to the bathroom after. And then my top nail polish color is Fiji or anything pink. Always. Never anything else. Always pink. Okay.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
All right, guys.
Well, they say tequila is an upper and not a depressant like other alcohols.
Yeah.
I don't really know, but...
Is vodka a depressant?
Oh, come on. What do you think?
I don't drink vodka, so I don't know.
Oh, it is. It is.
Really?
They're cold. It's like...
I know a lot of people that get like very like just nasty on vodka.
A lot of people get nasty on liquor.
Yeah.
Period. Gia, what's your three answers?
Honestly, well, I don't go to a lot of weddings, and I really haven't been to a lot, but I feel like...
What'd you drink at mine?
Yeah, what'd you drink at Leah's wedding?
Honestly, beats me. I don't know.
Did you have the signature drinks?
I think I was drinking a mojito.
Okay.
So the Rambo. That's how we address it.
There we go.
It.
I was drinking the Rambo, but I was going to say a mojito, because I feel like it has that zest, and it's like, pow, pow. Like, I feel
it's
like
fresh.
You really feel,
right.
Yeah, you feel crazy like, when you're on a mojito.
Really?
Yeah. No.
I don't like mojitos.
No, not me.
I love mojitos because they feel, like, fresh and light and just, like, I don't know.
They feel like you're drinking electric.
Yeah.
You know?
That's,
I like it.
I like that.
I like a mojito. Like, if I'm at dinner, I'm not going to get a mojito. But if I'm, like,
if you're ready to break it down.
I'll get a mojito. But not at a bar. Like, at a wedding. I feel like it makes sense. An everyday beverage. Shocking. Dunkin', iced coffee, caramel, almond milk. Period. If I go to a bad Dunkin' or get the vibes that it's going to be a bad Dunkin' and I know they're going to make, like...
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
What turned you on to almond milk? Or is this just like a Gen Z thing?
When I was upstate in college, I feel like I was sick all the time. So I thought about it and I said, when you have dairy, it's going to make you like mucusy. So I said, if I have almond milk, maybe it won't have that lactose.
So now you're
or whatever.
An almond milk hoe.
Yes, I'm an almond milk hoe. I did a little coconut milk and matcha for a while, but I'll do a caramelized coffee, almond milk every day. Okay. Top nail polish color, I'll always revert back to a light pink. It doesn't matter what it is. Right now I have a little pink chrome.
I love your nails
I like
right
pink
now.
All day.
They're so cute.
Thank you.
I pink all day.
Light pink all day. Why would I wear anything else?
Leah Perez.
So I'm not really drinking much anymore, so I don't know, wedding drink of choice. like you said, it's like I used to like wine, but now as I'm getting older, I'm getting agita a lot.
Wine doesn't slap like it used to.
Oh my god. I literally feel like I'm more miserable drinking wine. I can't enjoy it anymore.
And then if you stop drinking, your head will hurt immediately.
Oh my god, yeah. And like I just taste it and it's like right here all night. Ugh. Mm-hmm. So even like when I go out to like dinner, I don't even want to drink wine anymore. Mm. I have to say a Cosmopolitan. Whenever that's a signature drink, yes. I am hands down getting it. It's the best. Okay. I love it. My everyday drink, poppy, of course. Like, that's really, like, the only thing you'll catch me drinking. But I also do, like, a good iced coffee with almond milk. Almond milk because it's less calories, I think. Okay. Otherwise, I would choose oat milk.
Okay.
Okay.
No, oh, you fucking... It's a gauge thing. Give me the cow.
But I can't have as much coffee as Gia has. Because Gia will drink, like... eight cups a day?
I could literally drink 8 cups of coffee a day and it won't even affect me.
No, I can literally only have one and even the one makes me like jittery. So I really like having the poppy because it's like a seltzer and it's prebiotics. Okay. So I love it. And I actually have nothing on my nails right now, which is really sad. I feel pathetic, but
that's all
right. I'll usually go for like a soft white or a pink.
Okay.
Oh, not trash.
Well, you.
So, wedding drink of choice. I don't really have one. It's usually like a rosé or something. Mm. But you're right, because with the wine now, I'm noticing like if I go to a wedding, like Leah's wedding and Paul's cousin had a glass of wine and I was like, oh my God, it's like 1,000 degrees in here.
Yeah.
Like immediately. Yes. I can like feel it.
It turns me into a furnace.
Yeah, it's so bad.
Drink tequila.
And then, but yeah, the tequila thing, because I was always drinking. Remember we found this out with the vodka-based drinks. Mm-hmm. I would get sick as a dog. And I was like, this is so bad. And then I started drinking, like more tequila. No, like, I get, like, all, like, bloated and bubbly and stuff. And I don't like that feeling. Mm. And then I started drinking tequila, and that was much better. And,
Everyone drink tequila.
I don't drink coffee, so that's not my thing. I'll drink decaf sometimes.
On a rare occasion.
Why are you laughing?
My Lanta is your beverage of choice every day.
I hate
you. The first day I met Corbin. I think it was, like, the first week I was working at... the old shop down the block.
Literally not the first day.
Shit show of a building. Or whatever. Corinne just opens up the closet and there was like a family size bottle of Mylanta. She just started
chugged it.
And I was like, what the
fuck is
going on?
It wasn't Mylanta. It was, it's like an antacid.
Oh. No. She still has that.
It was that Mylanta. No, that's what you called it, but that's what it is. It's an acid, but that's not.
Mylanta is an antacid.
It is, but that's not the one I was drinking. Swear to God, I have it in my office still. Not the same bottle. I'm not getting it now.
What was it? The CVS brand of Mylanta? It was Mylanta. Whatever. It was Mylanta.
She literally will pull the drawer out, the whole bottle, start swinging it.
Casual.
But you haven't done that in a long time.
Like a bottle of Poland Spring. Didn't even like, I'm just like.
Honestly, I don't even have it here. I don't think I have a full bottle here right now. I think it's empty. Not that I still don't get the pain.
Okay.
It's very stressful. So.
I mean. I've actually recently started getting the pain. And it's really bad.
And Sam gets it. These
the pain. Is that what we just call it?
We'll just call it the pain. It's like a bloating chest. And you're like, the first time I got it, I was like, oh my God, I'm having a heart attack.
Can I say, I think I was sitting on the train home from, I went to the Museum of Natural History that week ago or whatever. And I was sitting on the train home and I was getting that pain. And it was just because I think I didn't eat the whole day. And then I had this giant meal.
It's like gas.
I had
never
this, like,
gas before?
Giant meal for dinner, and then I was sitting on the train.
Hot air balloon. Sorry.
I was like, I think I'm gonna die, and then, but I survived. I was like, it's like that pain, like the gas is trapped, and you can't like burping doesn't help. Nothing's helping.
Yeah,
it's horrible. So I totally understand why you would have that on hand at all time.
Yeah, it's terrible. I've had it for like probably since I was in my 40s. I've started it.
Okay, I'm sorry.
So it's fine.
What's
it's
your
fine. Make
fun
of it.
Of choice.
You
don't do a color, you do a design.
No, I don't.
You're always a design.
She's always
bitch.
A nude.
Yeah.
Like a
Thank
nudish,
you.
Like mauve.
Yeah. A nude, yes.
Yeah, I usually do like a nude or
what
something
you got right
like
now?
Very natural. Like a chromey, because like I broke this nail.
Yeah, your nails are always breaking.
This is like a recent
I don't know why.
Thing.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
I had to rip all mine off because I was so sick of it and I didn't want to go
get
them
done. I hate nails. I wish we didn't have to get them done.
It like, takes forever. Can, really can we talk annoying. About how long it takes to sit there and get your fucking nails done?
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
It's like hours.
Yes. Well, I went to a new nail salon recently and which was to get the pink chrome. And I was in there, and usually when you go in, they have like the game shows on. The one I usually go to, they have Spanish game shows on. They don't have anything, you know, too entertaining. But then I like when they have News 12, you know, the news on and everything. News 12. But
shout out to Aaron Colton, our friend.
This new place just did it for me because they had Project Runway on the whole time.
That's awesome.
Amazing.
That's pretty cool.
Our place has, like, the cooking show on.
Yeah, and it's always some stupid cooking show.
My place has...
From YouTube.
Screensavers of forest cottages and chimes in the background.
Let's open up, like, a glamorous nail shop.
So, wait. I saw a TikTok of a...
I'm in for it.
A nail place that literally, you pay for a package and they come over with literally like champagne and they pour it on top of cotton candy and you just sit there and you just sip on your champagne with the I was like, I need to go here. Where is this place?
That sounds like diabetes in a glass.
How come we
one glass of cotton candy champagne won't kill you?
Like, I would go to like a place like that.
Yeah.
100%.
I'm not, I don't want to say.
What?
I don't know.
Say it.
I like the Sola salons, like the, you know, like the mini, but I also am like, I don't know. I have very mixed emotions about it. Like, I don't know.
Like going to an individual nail tech?
Yeah.
Well, I had a horrible experience with one.
So I also feel like they're very expensive. Like, I don't want to spend $250 on my nails.
Yeah. I don't want them judging my nails.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, wedding season is coming, guys. And if you think I'm angry today, wait, you just wait because it is going to be busy. All right. You know what I'm noticing a lot? A lot, like a lot of brides and grooms and couples are like, I just don't want to spend the money on the flowers anymore. Yeah. Like, I want to do something different. I don't want to do anything on the flowers.
Yeah.
You know?
I've been seeing that a lot.
I've been seeing it a lot, and I hate some ideas. And the other ideas, I'm like, okay, that's kind of cute. So I did a little research online and I found some stuff. So, single flowers. These are alternative bridesmaids bouquets, by the way.
Oh, okay.
So I read these things online. Some people are talking about using just one single flower, which I'm all right with it. It's dainty. Yes.
Can I tell you?
Are you raising your hand?
Yes. I didn't want to cut off. Sorry. One of the biggest fights that me and Justin had was that he wanted a single rose on every single fucking table. And I said, absolutely.
Wait.
And pause. He was like, it's going to be the best part of our wedding video when the camera just zooms out of that single rose in the vase. And I was like, shut the fuck up right now and give me your credit card because we're getting actual flowers.
Leah goes like this, take your fucking ring back. Wait, so beautiful tablescape at Giorgio's, charger plates, glassware, champagne.
And then one single
red
like rose.
Men are dumb is the bottom line.
Wait, with the stem? Or like just the...
No, with the stem. With the stem in like one of those
like
skinny vases.
Fun vase.
Yeah, Justin, yeah. That ain't it if you're listening.
Oh, God, no. No, we fought so hard over that. And I was like, I literally could not handle it anymore.
He really fought for this?
I don't understand. Yes, because he didn't want to spend the money on the flowers. And I searched high and low for a good florist. And I had the best florist, I think. But
see, who'd you have?
Stephanie B.
Oh,
I love her.
She's amazing.
And her pricing was doable because I was reaching out to other people and they were like, oh, it's going to be between 8 and 10, closer to like 10,000.
Did I give you hers?
What?
Did I recommend her to you?
You did. And she was the best. I loved her so much. And you can see actually all my flowers on Instagram on like the Ivory Main post or even my personal Instagram. I was obsessed with my bouquet, the bridesmaids, everything. She even did one of those giant floral arches that everyone else was quoting me at least $3,000 for that alone. Mm-hmm. She did it so cheap, $6,000. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay.
Would you guys be opposed to just a single? I think as a bridesmaid, that's kind of pretty, right? Like one single flower, maybe like a ribbon hanging.
It depends on what kind of flower it is. Like if you were going to do one single, I feel like it would have to be a substantial type of flower.
And it has to be like a bloomed.
Like it can't be like a red rose. Like that's lame.
Yeah, no.
I'm not into it personally.
Yeah, because you're just going to look like a bunch of like Phantom of the Operas like walking down the.
Because I feel like it's going to look like The Bachelor, honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. It's going to look like you're literally out there just throwing.
She wants her theater show, murder show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, don't do that.
No, come on. Well, I'm not going to. I'm doing a murder mystery theater show, then I'm not going to have a bridal party.
Okay.
But later on in the episode, we actually are going to read some answers from polls from some things we talked about last week. And
the polls were blowing up.
They were pretty good. But that just reminded me because the way Justin was gunning for those single flowers, it just makes me laugh on people and their partners' involvements on very certain things.
Actually,
it's really funny.
I said it in my vows, too, because I was like, I said I vow to always be right. Hence, look at like the flowers, you know, because the flowers like... came out so good. And I'm sorry, but for me, I wanted to look back on pictures where I'm like, wow, these flowers are. I didn't do anything with my flowers afterwards, but I think the pictures, they last a lifetime. It was worth every penny.
Okay.
So,
I saw another thing: pinwheels.
No.
The plastic ones.
Yep.
Like the ones that you like.
Yep. I gotta tell you, if a bride ever said to me, "Hey, Cass, I'm gonna use pinwheels," I would
really.
I'd be like, "Well, I can't work with you anymore because that is the awful, awful."
I mean,
come on.
No, it's not right.
I feel like it's, you know, it's very springy, but no, it just doesn't feel right.
It's not springy. It's very toddler birthday party.
Yeah, like oh my gosh,
that's weird. Imagined... What if it's like a low key wedding? Like
yeah, like what if you're at a restaurant? Like at a restaurant. Or
and they even just still, I'd probably flowers. Use like.
And you're gonna
go to Costco. I would go to Costco and I would get those roses.
By the way, the Costco roses are absolutely stunning. I'm just saying.
Yeah,
Costco. They're beautiful.
Yeah, no, they're Costco has some nice stuff. Yeah.
And they're not and expensive. And
you can order them for like weddings and stuff. Yeah. You can like set up dates for them to come. Like lots of people do that. And if you're looking to save money, hello, that's the perfect way to do it.
Do you think that would be like much cheaper than like 100% a boutique florist?
And I have to say, I considered it when Justin was fighting me because. Of the whole, like, we were just going back and forth. Like, he was dead set on this single rose. And I was like, I'm going to have to put these fucking bouquets together myself.
No, I had a couple the night before. They had to do it the night before because you want them to be fresh. Went to Costco. Oh, no. And uncle got there. I think one of the uncles went to a local Costco, got all the flowers.
Yeah.
They did it the night prior.
Yeah.
And they put them in the fridge and it was fine. I was like, all right.
Do you know how busy I was the night prior? There was no way in hell I was going to be able to do any of that.
Like, if you have like an aunt or something that is going to be able to like put those things together, like you yourself probably can't be able to do it, but like an aunt or like a cousin that's like, oh, I'm going to help you do the centerpieces. And again, like a note to the brides trying to save money. You can go on to the Costco website and order the roses.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Like you're not just, you can go on to the actual website and you can order how many dozen. They come in boxes.
Are you like a Costco connoisseur?
No, but I have done it for the birthday parties and I like to put... Like, I make, like, these little, like bud vases, but, like little ones with, like, so I'll just get, like, a couple of dozen Costco roses, and I just have, like, all these little...
Yeah, and you cut them, and you throw them in the
little thing. Yeah, just cut them and put them in styrofoam into the little, like, they're, like, little gold, like, square. Yeah. They're cute. And I put them on all the tables for, like, the birthday parties and stuff.
Yeah. That's something I would definitely do for...
No, that's a great idea, but whose birthday... You throw in lavish birthday parties every year?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Like, when was... Like, what do you mean?
Well, Sydney had her sweet 16.
Where was that?
In my backyard.
That's right. Remember, I couldn't go because I had a wedding.
Dance floor on the pool.
Excuse me. This earphone's, like, hurting my ear. I think I have an infection. Anyway.
I think I have an infection.
Must be scurvy.
We're going to have to write Cassie's name.
Scurvy? What a... What is scurvy? Google it.
I have no idea, but Leah has it.
I mentioned it this morning.
Scurvy. I think scurvy is when you don't have enough vitamin C. Pirates get it. You know what I'm talking about?
You got a fucking peg leg too.
You have scurvy?
Can I say, I was just swapping out the...
Do you really? I thought that was like something that doesn't exist.
For the listeners listening to all of us cracking up right now, I think Leah just confessed to having scurvy.
No.
Do you need medical attention?
Oh my God. I'm going to the doctor, thank God.
Wait a minute. I'm legit crying right now.
Everyone is now crying for our listeners who can't see us.
She was like, wait a minute, do you really have scurvy? I think she's so excited. Okay, wait.
She doesn't have scurvy, fool.
Never mind.
I brought it up this morning.
I gotta go.
Okay.
She's got like gangrene on her finger.
Because I came in and I had to change the whiteboard. As a manager, I had to change the whiteboard in the break room. And I used green for March. And I had to wipe off all the green and I kind of used my finger. And then I was sitting in Corinne's office and I was like, why are my fingers turning green? Do I have scurvy? So.
Is that gangrene?
No, it's scurvy is this.
Did you look up scurvy, by the way?
It's a disease caused by serious vitamin C deficiency. Not eating enough fruits and vegetables is the main cause of this disease. Wait, left untreated, scurvy can lead to bleeding gums, loosened teeth, and bleeding under your skin. Treatment of the condition includes... That's why the
pirates have that.
Yes.
And but why would pirates have it? Isn't vitamin C the sun?
No, that's vitamin D.
So why wouldn't the
pirates... Because they don't have enough oranges, apparently.
Yeah, it's
because they're probably starving for, like, weeks at a time.
All they say, if you only eat, like, one kind of food, it's like, you're going to get scurvy or this or that, unless, I guess, you're eating a bunch of oranges. But I got to say, I always put scurvy with Christina Aguilera for no reason.
Why?
There's something somewhere in
there. Wait a minute.
There.
Does she have scurvy?
No, but scurvy isn't, are you like, right? Chronic.
What are you talking about?
Scurvy is like, you could have scurvy next week and not have it the week after.
That bitch was eating her fruit.
Didn't she sing a song that was related to pirates?
See? Maybe she just looked like one. I'm not sure, but
I'm a genie in a bottle. And
did anyone else drink tequila before they came, or was it just me?
Corinne texted me this morning. The first text I woke up to was, I need a bottle of vodka. And I go, for today?
We should get shit face.
Confirmed.
Vodka. I'm literally crying. Okay. Now anyway. My mascara is running.
Oh my God, you're nice. Like a hot mess.
All right, next. Next alternative bridesmaids bouquet. This is going to be controversial. We're going to get a lot of hate for this. I might get canceled.
No, don't cancel us. We just started.
The dog thing.
Oh, I don't care.
Oh, okay. I have dogs and I don't care. Heard of it.
But people are going to say
something.
I'm not
a dog person.
Just don't say you hate, you know.
No, I'm not going to say. I'm not going to say anything.
The C word. Don't you dare talk about the
C word.
No. You know.
Meow. The cat. Oh. Okay. Can I just say? Well,
Cassie does not like cats.
Okay, first, the whole dog thing as, like, the bouquet. If I could, I would have had a stroller for my cats to meet my flower girls.
So no, then you said, someone said to you they would steal the show, and you were like, yeah, you're right.
Oh, so when I...
Your mom wouldn't take the attention off of the bride, but cats would, for sure.
Who was the one that showed me the video of the girl holding the dog?
That was us.
Who showed that to me? Was it you?
Maybe. Because I remember seeing it, too.
Or no, it was Sam. Sam
showed it to me. Oh, she must have sent it to both of us.
She showed it to me, and I was like, I would love if I could have my cat walking down the aisle. That's all I wanted.
I would never.
Cassidy is so done with me right now.
I'm sorry. I would not put Aurora. No.
Never. But, you know.
I'm not an animal.
I know you're not an animal lover.
I don't like animals. However, I would never want to see them be hurt or whatever. Oh,
yeah. That's just because you don't love them doesn't mean you... wish some harm.
Not into them. Yeah. Whatever doesn't wipe its own ass can't come into my house.
Do you have
Scarlett
any
doesn't wipe
pets?
Her ass, but she will wipe her ass one day.
You don't have any pets. Yeah. Okay. You also don't take baths.
I don't take baths.
Because she might drown.
I'm learning things.
Yeah, that was a little... At least, like, she don't like cats around. You don't take baths. Okay. No. All right.
It's the Aries. Else? The Aries is coming out tonight.
Anything else? Anything else you want to tell everybody?
She really did pull that bath thing out. She was like, I'm going to take baths. Because her cats bathe themselves.
And you know what? The dogs think from a coordinator perspective, the logistics, the pissing on the dress, like, it's just too much.
Okay, yeah. Logistically, I would have never had my cats there. Hence, I didn't have my cats there. But it was a nice thought because, I love cats. And
right.
I mean, I don't know. If I could, maybe I would have. But I didn't want to put the cats through stress. We weren't going to be around for anything anyway. I opted for... I got a sign and we just ended up doing pictures at home of like, mommy and daddy are getting married, blah, 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 whatever. Just for us.
Mommy and daddy?
Wait.
Mommy, daddy. That's Justin and I are at home. Like, I'll talk to the cats. We'll be like, go say hi to daddy or daddy, say goodbye to your cats.
Okay.
We're parents.
Anyway. My dogs are my sisters.
Mm-hmm. All right. The next thing that this was the only one on this short list that I found when I was doing my research. When Gia was doing her research. Umbrellas. Mm-hmm. Love it. Actually had a bride who did it.
So wait, if it's raining?
No. Mm-hmm. So not, and not, when you think umbrella,
like
you think like parasol. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
We're not like, oh, it's raining out. Let me just.
With like a pocket umbrella. We're not like.
No.
Wait, parasol. I need to see a picture.
It's beautiful.
We don't have a, Cassie can show you.
They're like paper umbrellas. Yeah. It's like the really
Well, you can
nice,
use the paper ones
like
too, but
dainty.
They have really pretty parasol
I want to show a picture. Of a bride who actually, she didn't use it as her bouquets, but she had a picture with it of it, and like they come in like really beautiful, they come in really pretty colors, and it's just like dainty and like very I think like southern, right? Hold on, I'm just trying to find a picture of the girls in it.
Yeah, it does remind me of, like, more of, like, a Southern Belle.
Yeah.
If you did the... Well, wait a minute. I'm not really
I'm going to show you a picture. Let me just try to find my bride, because I think she posted it. It was beautiful.
Remember the old school lace parasols that they would put at, like, baby showers and bridal showers? Yeah,
that's what it was.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know how to describe those things exactly. Lace parasols. Umbrellas, but they're...
Parasols?
I don't know.
Let me show you.
It's hard, because I don't want to knock someone else's, you know, something that they would want to do. I just couldn't ever see myself doing that for my wedding. I don't even know what it looks like, but I was so traditional. I just wanted a classic bouquet. I didn't even want, like, crazy colors. I didn't want the bouquets to take away from anything. I just wanted it to be a delicate little piece of my wedding.
Here's my bride.
Let me say.
You talk about bringing a cat down there. Hold on.
I would never do it.
These are the, like, the paper ones.
Yeah. Oh, that's cute.
I think they make that's cute really for pretty picture.
They walked down the aisle with that?
No, they didn't. They could have, because it was a beautiful outside. It was at the vineyards. I know you said you had that, and it was beautiful. They had, so they just took pictures with it. I loved it. Yeah, I don't mind it.
That's cute. But okay. I don't think I would do it again. Right. You know, just because
it's not your jam.
No, but I think it's cute, and I don't want to, like, knock cute. Anyone's thing.
I actually like that.
Wait, so you know what I want to talk about? I want to talk about the girl on TikTok who lost all her friends.
Oh. Okay, so I actually don't really know anything about this.
I know nothing about this, by the way. So you have to fill
me in. All right, so AJ Coastal on TikTok had a totally sober wedding, zero alcohol for anyone, and found out that all of her friends were drinking there. Okay?
So what was the reasoning why she had no alcohol? Was it she didn't want to pay sober? For it? Was
do you
it
have
like
an open bar? I have the video. Like, do you have the video? And what, can we watch the video, or should we just, can you just, like, summarize what was, did she tell her reasoning in the video?
Yeah.
Summarize it and tell us where we could find it.
So this
later.
Is the tape. So it was on, I was scrolling on TikTok one day, and I see this video, and she goes, okay, Mr.
Well, these headphones are really great. Someone just farted outside and we heard it. Anyway, go ahead.
So I was on TikTok and I see this girl and she starts it and she's like, I lost all of my friends at my wedding. This is how it happened. And I go, what? So basically she said she was having a fully 100% sober wedding, no wine, no drinks, no nothing. Like, because it's not like a sobriety thing. It's just she just doesn't drink by choice. Neither does most of her family, she says. Her, like, I guess her husband doesn't. A lot of her friends really don't. She said it's just really not part of their life.
A lifestyle.
And so for them, it's like, I guess, why are they going to incur another cost if alcohol doesn't really matter to the day? I don't really know, you know, if the alcohol's... I don't know how it
works.
So
she found out.
Yeah, so she basically found out, I think, after the fact of the wedding, I believe. Not 100% sure, maybe during. She said that she found out that some friends and family were actually drinking at the event. I don't know if they brought it or what the tea is. And so she confronted them afterwards, and she said, well, I don't know, we just wanted to have fun. We just wanted to drink or whatever. And she just felt really, like, disrespected that they went against her wishes. Yeah. And then she felt left out because she's like, well, now you're all drinking and now I'm over here not.
They all blocked her.
Yes.
They blocked her? She didn't block, like, because she called them out?
Yes.
So three things. Well, one thing, really. There's three sides to each story. There's her side, there's her friend's side, and then there's the truth, right? My thing is, would I ever do it? Would you guys ever do that? Like, what's your opinion? Would you be against a sober wedding? If it's different in the
the circumstance changes everything, because if it's like they have an issue and it's something that brings up negative emotions for their wedding day, absolutely, you should respect their wishes that they don't want alcohol present, and that's the end of the story. Have I been to weddings where I feel like they drink, like these people drink, but decided just they didn't want to pay for alcohol, so it was a cash bar? That I'm usually miserable at, because I'm just like, okay, I don't know.
Right.
I have certain feelings about the whole cash bar thing.
I kind of feel like they were cheaping out, and if it wasn't an issue, then why couldn't they just do a BYOB situation and, like, bring a flask?
Put that on the invite.
I mean,
BYOB.
Did she say on the invitation that her wedding was going to be like a sober wedding? Point. Or whatever, dry? What do you call that, dry?
I think they would call it dry. I'm not entirely sure she did put it on there, but I think, like, she's talking about her bridesmaids, not just random patrons. These are, like, her bridesmaids who were there. So I would assume...
It wasn't, so the thing is not about, like, the wedding guests in general. It's about, like, her wedding party more. Okay.
I think I would be very pissed off.
I'd be pissed off, too.
I wouldn't. I'd be like, you know what? Okay, fine. But, like, honestly, it seems like she's just doing it because she didn't want to incur that cost, and that's fine. Whatever. These people, first of all, if they're bridesmaids, you know that bitch had a shower, you know that bitch had a bachelorette party, okay? They spent a lot of money on her already as it is. A wedding etiquette is you want to have, well, at least in America, because actually over in Europe, cash bars are a thing at weddings. But like the etiquette here is people are coming to your wedding. They're going to be giving you a gift. They're going to be there to celebrate you. You're going to give them dinner and you're going to give them drinks. I mean, come on. Yeah. If it was just something where she's just cheapening out, like, don't have a big wedding then. Don't have a big wedding party. Just go elope. Like,
yeah, but we don't know the reason behind
what... You gotta watch the TikTok. Yeah, but... She was putting her freaking makeup on with her skincare. Like, sorry, girl, if you're watching this. But, like...
I wish I would have seen it.
She was in the car.
She was in the car, yeah. And it's just like, get Wait, over it. Wait, what do you mean? I say get she's over in the it. Car.
Can I watch I'll it? Show you this. How long is it?
It's I won't long... It's, like, a long one. Because
I feel
like
we can't give our opinion without actually seeing
yeah.
it.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Because, I don't know, I understand what Cassidy is saying, too. Like, these girls, your bridesmaids, have put in so much work, and, like, right. they've been there.
Yeah.
But I still think at the end of the day, like, I don't know.
But she had, wedding. I'm thinking that she discussed it with them. Right. Like, I'm not having drinks at my wedding. So her bridesmaids knew.
And went behind her.
I need to see it, because my whole thing could change.
It's not really going behind their back. It's just, like, I don't
Wait.
Can you hold it up?
Hold on.
I lost all my friends today at my wedding, so let's talk about
That's
it.
That's fine, I can hear
it. I've touched on this big event in my life before, but I did it in a very lighthearted way.
I don't know which way to put it for everyone.
To said people,
did you see it?
And now I'm not, So let's talk a little bit more about it. You all are dying to know. So what I have discussed about is that I had a fully sober wedding because probably 99% of the guests there don't even drink. I don't drink, my husband doesn't drink. And long story short, my friends drank at my wedding. I found out the day after and I asked them about it. For being honest, guys, I didn't even really care. My entire family drinks. I have nothing against drinking. It is a personal choice.
But she just said
really was just like feeling left out and disrespected. Even that I could have easily gotten over in like a week. When I asked them about it, my friend from middle school immediately blocked me on everything. Still to this day, I have yet to talk to her. And obviously that was very devastating, especially when it's my wedding. This is not why we aren't friends anymore, though. I guess maybe the girl had blocked me. Yeah, that's probably why we're not friends. I remained friends with a girl that I had been friends with since first grade. And we'd occasionally see each other, text each other when, like, big things happen, but it was definitely not the same. Everything first happened. I just wanted to talk about it. I felt so sad, so isolated. I cried every single day. I cried during my honeymoon. To this day, I hate looking at photos. I hate looking at the video of it. It is just not fun to have that kind of drama and feeling around your wedding. And when I tried to talk to my friend about kind of how I was feeling, it was very brushed off. And she just basically said, like, maybe this is for the best. I think what she was trying to do is remain friends with everyone and kind of keep the peace. As Taylor Swift says, a friend to all is a friend to none. As time went on, I could kind of tell that I was the only one reaching out. But it's so hard when you're friends with someone that long because there's just nobody else that, right, like,
we have to stop
grew
this.
Up the exact same way.
I don't...
All she's... of the same schools, lived in the exact same neighborhood.
Absolutely like that. Yeah, this is not...
She's
like,
a disaster.
This is, like, not a situation in where one, I was, like,
in, no, sorry.
What I thought it was going to be.
Number one, yeah. She's ridiculous, and you know what? That girl probably, like, brushed her off because she probably, and this is for the best, you know, some other shit went down. And she seems like the kind of person that, the kind of friend that would, like,
okay, also,
like,
too, in the, well, here's a couple. Well, not everything on TikTok is true, but, I mean, it could be fabricated.
Right, but she's also a liar because she said 99% of the people that come to my wedding, they just don't drink. Like, that's just, I listen, my whole family drinks. She's in the next breath.
Yeah, then she says her family drinks. So I don't know. There was conflicting stories.
Yeah, there was a conflicting story. She's obviously a psychopath, I think, and get over it. Like, people wanted to have a good time at your wedding. Like, it just, that doesn't make sense. And
yeah, I changed my original answer.
Wedding. It ruined your wedding. You can't look at your wedding photos. Listen. Again, if you're getting married and this something like this because your friend went behind your back and drank at your wedding, that was a full sober wedding, and if it's going to ruin looking at your wedding photos and you're going to cry every day about it, like, we should start therapy. You should talk to somebody about that. That's a little weird. It's not weird.
That was weird. I didn't think the video was going to go down the way that it did. Yeah. I thought that there was, like, going to be a reason behind it, or she would, like, explain it more, but she doesn't.
But it's kind of interesting, though. Like, would you, if you were
Not really. It was boring as fuck.
I personally think, though, like, if it was told to me that, okay, I'm having a sober wedding. It's a dry wedding. I don't want anyone drinking. I don't think I would be disrespectful in the way that I would, like, bring alcohol to an event where it's supposed to be dry. Right. And I don't know, that's what I thought at first, but now it kind of seems like the lines were a little bit blurred, and we're not sure if they were told they're not allowed to drink or what happened. I think it's kind of weird, though, to be prepping to go to a wedding and, like, stashing alcohol to bring into the venue.
Right.
It's kind of weird.
That's 100% weird.
I think, I don't know, both sides are kind of weird. I don't know,
I think it's a very interesting situation, and I know, So towards the end of the video, she was saying, so I believe she's a photographer, if I'm not incorrect. And so she probably says did at it the for end of the wedding, she views. Took her photography account and ended up using it to talk about her friend drama. And then I believe that's how her friends ended up finding out, too.
Right.
I would be pissed. You know?
And they were like, what?
She just seems a little unhinged. Yeah. Don't bring Taylor Swift Do not bring Taylor Swift into her name.
Yeah, why are we quoting Taylor Swift like she's freaking Abraham Lincoln?
Like, really? Oh, may God rest his soul.
Abraham Lincoln?
His birthday is actually 5 days before yours.
Grant. I don't know. Like, she was quoting him, like, who weirdly.
Quoted Abraham Lincoln? Her?
No, she quoted Taylor Swift weirdly. Oh. Like, she was, like, in the words of Taylor Swift.
Like, but also, come on. I was like, wait, you lost me. I was like, who quoted Abraham Lincoln?
Oh, that's what
Lincoln?
I meant to say. Shut up.
I'm sure
I had tequila.
Abraham Lincoln definitely had scurvy, first of all.
Oh, my God. Come on. How could you not have scurvy? You
think she was using the Charlotte Tilbury blush that I just bought, though, and I appreciate that because it's fabulous. But anyway.
That's the only thing.
That was my takeaway from that whole video.
My mom was supposed to come out for my birthday this weekend. Now she can't.
Why? She's sick with scurvy?
She just texted me.
Oh, this is live?
This is live. She just
messaged me. What's her excuse? What's her name?
Uh-oh. Denise.
What's your excuse, Denise?
Denise.
Well, we can say names.
Yeah, my mom doesn't care.
Yeah.
She has Denise. A...
Why wouldn't so we my mom say works...
I don't know.
That's sad. That's my tired now for this week. Oh. But so she works softball games, or like she works those games at high school, and she got one on Saturday. So
now she What does she do there?
She's a scorekeeper.
She so gives that vibe.
That's so cute.
Yeah, she's adorable. But now I'm sad. Like, cancel the fucking game. It's my birthday.
Have someone
like
else take score.
She come on okay. next weekend.
How old are you turning?
Do you still get an Easter basket? No, I'm just kidding.
I don't get an Easter basket.
How old are
okay?
you?
I'm turning 27.
Where are you going?
I'm just messing with her. I'd be upset too.
Where are you going for your birthday?
Nowhere.
Oh.
Yeah.
She's just going to spend it with her mom. All
right. Well, anyway. If it was an alcohol-free wedding, could you, yes or no, would you be able to swing it for just one night, or would you be upset about it?
I could literally care less
about alcohol. I would. I'll swing with it. Leah, yes or no?
Yeah, I don't give a shit.
Tia?
I feel like there's a million other weddings I can go to in my life. Do I really need to be drinking at this one?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Do you? If you want to have no drinks, then knock yourself out.
Can you imagine?
We'll be on board.
I'm just
going to
be talking shit about your wedding afterwards.
Yeah, 100% with your friends.
It was boring
during the wedding.
It was boring. Sorry. Like, if I wanted to drink and I, you know, I'm out partying. I mean, I'm turning into not so much of a drinker now, so it probably wouldn't affect me. But I've been to weddings in the past when I was younger, and I'm like, what the fuck? There's no alcohol here, or like I have to pay for my own alcohol. I don't know. It's just kind of like meh. Then I go and I'll be like, it was not a good wedding.
No.
So
yeah. Well, I'll share a weird little quick anecdote. One time when I was in high school, I actually had. I had a fundraiser to go to that my friend was throwing. This is like maybe my junior, senior year of high school. And it was bowling. We were doing bowling for a fundraiser. Okay. And I said, well, what else am I going to do when we bowl? We're going to drink when we bowl.
But bitch, you were underage. Chia Rihannan.
The cops are listening.
I'm actually the first person.
Did you not drink underage?
Of course I did.
Then what the hell, man?
Well, you go into a public event. I used to drink at a sump in, like, a playground. Not what? At a fundraiser.
Yeah, no, she's not wrong.
Well, I snuck it in. No one knew I was drinking, just like me and my group of friends.
All right.
But then my one friend who was holding the fundraiser, like, she was all running around, so she wasn't drinking with us. And I was, you know, was like, whatever, she's doing her thing. She's being a professional lady. But I wasn't obnoxious or anything. I in no way am ever, like, an obnoxious drunk. I'm pretty composed, honestly. Mm. You know, I'm just, like, a little bit of a giggle fest. And so our other friend snitched on me to our friend and goes, Gia's drinking, ha, ha, ha. I thought you'd find it funny. And she comes over and she has major beef with me because I'm drinking at this event. And I go, listen, honey, I'm fine, you're fine, they're fine.
Yeah.
Let's have fun. Let's keep bowling.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's
but that caused
alley.
Major beef, and I had to send her a whole apology after.
I feel
we don't condone underage drinking.
No, don't drink underage.
What?
Here at Every Main, we do not condone underage drinking.
No, we do not.
Anyway.
Wait, I want to quickly, that girl about what? The invites. Did anybody see this online with no. the girl that, okay. So she sent out all her RSVPs for her wedding. I'm sure people heard about this because it, like, literally Drew Barrymore talked about it on her show. She sends out all the RSVPs. Whoever didn't RSVP back, she uninvited them to her wedding. Like, legitimately, personally was like, well, now you're not coming.
Okay. I'm kind of into that.
Wait.
Really?
I think so.
So they didn't send the RSVP by the date.
Yes.
And so she just sent them a thing like, okay, you're uninvited. Yes. Honestly, I mean, isn't that what you would expect, though?
So,
I mean.
Because you're not going to show them up at that point if you don't RSVP. Favor.
Yeah. I don't know.
It kinda do you agree with that lesson. Or you don't agree with that?
No, I'm kind of into it.
I think it's kind of funny.
I think I saw that. Like, hey, sorry, we didn't get your RSVP. We're really sad that you can't make it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm fine with that. Like,
no, it wasn't. It was like I don't know. I have to look it up.
Enough is enough. Like, people pay so much money for these weddings. They pay so, yeah. Some spend $3,000 on their invites.
How many people did you have say that they were coming to your wedding that did not show up to your wedding?
Oof. You're always, I tell everyone this all the time. I tell my couples, you will have, at the week of your wedding, you will have at least 8 people drop out of your wedding.
Really?
100%. I don't think I had. I don't think I did.
And not like not even call and say like just not show up to the
they'll
wedding.
They'll say something. They'll say something too. You'll have. That's rare. You'll have like maybe a no show or two. But like, hey, I'm sorry, got sick or this happened. Will always happen at your wedding. It will guarantee it. Yeah. And then I have some couples are like, well, can I go ahead and tell the venue that we want to do lower? Like I always say no. I always say no. The chef, like they're ordering food, they're preparing food. God forbid, like listen, you're gonna. It's.
Yeah, like you're gonna
have to eat the cost at some time here. You know what I mean? Yeah, so, yeah. Plus when you send in, when you hand in your seating chart, they're gonna sit there and they're gonna count how many people on the table, and you know when you hand in your floor plan and stuff like that, and like make sure that it matched your amount. You know. Mm.
So, did you have people show up?
Oh yeah, I actually want to share this story because I had people who I never thought would not show up just didn't show up and didn't even say anything about it. Kind of just thought I wasn't going to notice. Mm-hmm. And it was actually it's a whole thing. It was my mom's ex-husband's, like I grew up with it. It's my cousin, but no longer. Like I like grew up with him and he and his partner were supposed to be at my wedding. And I noticed, I was like, oh my God, I haven't seen them. Like, where are they? And I was physically looking for them. And then I noticed that they weren't sitting at the seats that I set for them. And then I went to my mom and I was like, where is so-and-so? And she was like, I don't know. That's actually surprising. She's like, they didn't reach out to me. So afterwards, my mom reached out to them and they were like, oh my God, we're so sorry. Like, something came up and we couldn't get a dog sitter, so we just couldn't go. But why not tell beforehand? Why not say something beforehand? Because maybe I could have like not paid for
it. Or you could invite someone that you just recently got close with.
A dog sitter. We just literally came full circle back to the dogs, by the way.
And I was just like, okay.
Bring them. We'll use them as a bouquet.
I was agitated mostly because.
She makes a little pee on the dress.
Giorgio specifically let me change my, you know, seating chart up until like literally the day prior. So if they had said, hey, like, we're having issues, we can't, I don't think we're going to be able to make it out. Like, you had to physically get a hotel room, and you didn't do that. Yeah. So you planned on not coming, but you just didn't say anything. And then when I reached out to them, they were like, oh, well, we'll just, like, you'll have to come up and visit, and we'll take you out to dinner. And I'm like.
Question. Did they send you a gift?
I was about to say, did they send you a card?
Well, that's nothing. Crappy. Well, at least they could have sent the gift to cover the plate. Because then in that circumstance, I'm like, okay, at least send the gift. Right. Although, you know what? Who the hell knows? I don't know anymore.
I don't know.
RSVPs, it's wild.
So I'm terrible.
That was like the only thing that really happened at my wedding, though. Everyone else, I feel like, I just didn't notice that they weren't there. But it was those two that I was like, what the hell?
We had no shows and we had people come with their plus ones.
Isn't that wild?
Said, no, I'm not bringing plus one.
I'll never forget it. I was doing a wedding one time at the Watermill and the mother of the groom ran up to me and she's like, Cassidy. I was like, what? She goes, one of my husband's friends is here from work and she brought a date and we don't have her in the floor plan and we don't. Yeah. And I was like, what? Now, their wedding was packed. So I had to find the maitre d', tell the maitre d' we have to add another table because she has to sit with her date. He's like, we can't. It's maxed out at that table. It's going to be very tight. And I was like, well, what do we do? We have to get this. Like, she has to. He's like, well, they can go sit at this table. So I had to go up to these two people and I had to like, you know, comb it over, be like, hey, listen, I know the seating chart says you're sitting here, but you're actually sitting over there. There's something
crazy.
It was a lot. Like, I pulled it out of my ass. I'm like, this, something's wrong with the AC vent over there. You're sitting right below it. Like, wow. It was really good, you know?
Yeah.
That's why I do what I do. And they're like, okay, no problem. So they go and sit over there and they tap me on the shoulder. Like, we don't know anyone at the table. Can we go move back there? So I had to find the maitre d' again and the maitre d' had to move them over there and they were like this the whole night. So it really fucks everything up.
It's so weird though. Like, okay, how many weddings have you been to where you're like, okay, I really don't know many people at this table? Like, you just sit where you sit.
You just
you don't get upset. Exactly. Like, just sit your ass down.
I went to a bride's wedding once. And I didn't know anyone at that table.
You went
and
where?
I had a great time.
A bride's wedding?
A bride's wedding. Did and I had a great Justin? Fucking time. I didn't know anyone. I made friends.
Yeah, but that's like, sometimes the funnest part about it.
Exactly. What are you going to do? Like, you're going to ask, like, can relax. You move me back? This isn't Applebee's.
Do you, right? Like, this isn't Chili's.
Exactly.
We're not giving you a buzzer.
I don't really like this. Ready. Sit down. Send me, can you put me in a different table? Get the hell out of here, man.
Do you remember your VIP bride, Kate Enk? The ex family that came in with the brother, Brendan, and we were in love with him and the mom. So,
oh my God, yeah.
Me and my husband went to a wedding. It was his cousin's wedding. And the family, like the uncles and the aunts were all sitting with each other. So we were placed at this random table with this random family. That's how I met them.
Yeah, like, I remember you telling us the
story. Absolutely in love. In love, in love, in love to this day. We still love, we were in the photo booth. We're like crying, saying goodbye to each other. You know, like you get what you get. You
I think as a guest, you have to just be able to go with the flow.
Yeah.
And like, it's not your day.
It's not your day.
No one gives a shit about you.
Exactly. It's not your day.
Yeah.
Just get over it. If you don't, and if you're like, just
be on the dance floor then if you don't like your fucking seat.
Yeah. Seriously.
You know, you shouldn't be sitting there. You're usually on the dance floor anyway. That's the whole point.
Which like, also,
or go to the bar.
It brings me up to another story. I had one time I was doing a wedding at Seacliff Manor and some guy, me and my girlfriend don't want to sit there. All right, well, motherfucker, go home. Like, I didn't know what to say.
That's what I'm saying. So, it's just not, I don't understand. It's not a buffet. Like, get the hell out of here.
Justin and I have been to a wedding before where our seating was honestly atrocious. It was like we were stuck with the groom's dad, and it was just like, he's like a weird character. And I was stuck literally getting hit on by his brother the entire time. Yeah.
That's awesome.
And Justin was sitting there and he was like, I'm going to kill this guy. He was like, this is just horrific. But what did we do? We were on the dance floor all night. Like, I didn't give a shit about my seat. I sat there, I ate dinner, and I got up and I was dancing. End of story.
Just eat and have fun.
It's a funny story now, because now I could talk about it and like, oh, remember when we sat at that table with like this, what, X, Y, and Z? But it's
just
over.
Insane. I guess it's like a needy guest. That's a good wedding gig.
I feel like, honestly, this is the new solution. This is what they should do. I think the guests, say you hate your seat, right? Go find the seat you want and go up to those guests and say, want to switch seats? And then they can battle it out together.
Like the school bus?
See what happens. Oh, yeah. I want to see it happen.
Grab your steak knife on your table and walk over to the person. You know? I just think that's a big wedding. That's actually a good topic to talk about. Like a big wedding ick or ridiculous guest. Because at the end of the day, like, what are you going to do? You're going to go up to the bride and groom? Like, no. Sit down. You know
I have a lot of stories about ridiculous guests, so let's make that on another podcast.
That's a good one. Yeah. Oh, good one. I want to jump into, because we got a lot of traction.
Write it down,
our stories,
Gia.
The wedding icks. So we had a lot of listeners submit wedding icks, right?
Oh my God. Yeah.
Inks. Octopuses. Yeah. Ink. My Scarlet does that. Sorry.
I inked.
So that's the so week cute. Before this, the week before the last episode you just listened to, we discussed a whole bunch of wedding icks, you know, garters, this and that.
And then we asked you bitches out there to tell us your wedding icks.
We asked you, and you sure delivered.
You brought
baby.
It. You brought the ick.
Bring out the scroll.
So, on a similar note to all these crazy invites, one of our first submissions is parents wanting to invite their friends you don't know just for the money.
What do you mean, just for the money?
Maybe I think so that they you invite more people, right. So that they give you
or
more money.
Or sometimes they're like, well, she invited me to hug you at his wedding. Like, she's coming to us and she's going to give you a car.
Yeah, and I know Leah, she's talked on this before and why she needed security at her wedding.
Yeah,
the
because
co-workers.
Do you know how many fights I've had over plus ones and inviting people that I don't know? Like, me and Justin were like, I don't want people here who I don't know. Like, I only want to be surrounded by people who genuinely know us and support us. So we had to hire security. And it was just, it was ridiculous.
Can I tell you, me and Paul got into an argument. Quick story. Get into an argument about someone that he was like, I want to invite this. I'm going to invite this person to the wedding. It was a relative of somebody else. And I was like, we are already, like, over what we, like, wanted to do. And then he was, like, insisting. And I was like, babe, what is this woman's name? And he was like, I don't know. And I was like, if you don't know her, if you can't tell me her name, then there's
full
no
name.
Reason why she's invited to the wedding. Full name.
Full name.
No idea. He was like, I don't remember.
All right, well, there you go.
And I was like, well, by the way, she was at our wedding. But that's besides the point. And I don't even care. Like, it was, like, fine, whatever. Like, I understand, like, the circumstances. But I was just like, really?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Why?
No,
I don't
understand.
I like, you keep complaining or you're
so
saying
people
about,
feel
like,
obligated. You know, you just feel obligated after. But you don't really, like, you really don't need to. It's wild. Toddlers and dogs in the bridal party. Ick. Well, we already spoke about that. Toddlers. Listen, kids, that goes back to, like, the kids at weddings. I'm all for kids in ceremonies, like flower girls, ring bearers. But then after that, go home, go to bed, and go watch Miss Rachel. Yeah. Okay? First of all, I've never been invited to a wedding where, like, let's just say Scarlett was invited. I would never do it. I'd be like, sorry, she's not coming.
Like, well, because how are you going to enjoy yourself if you're running around after your kid?
But a wedding, they're usually at night. It's an adult party. No, it's an adult function where there's drinking. And listen, it's just not for kids. So I'm sorry about that.
I only had the bridal party was allowed to bring their kids to my wedding. And then the kids really went upstairs like after because there was like a hotel upstairs. And but we had the whole venue. So it's not like we were like sharing with like random strangers, but the kids danced for a little while. And again, it was the kids that were in the bridal party.
Yeah.
Like my cousin Jessica brought her boys, but she was like my bridesmaid. So yeah. I was like, no, you have to bring your children with you.
Yeah. I only allowed one child the entire day at my wedding. And I even said on the invites and everything, no children are allowed, but this one is, it's approved by me.
And she was awesome.
She's amazing.
She was the best. But I danced with her for a bit.
I did get a little bit of heat from that because they're like, oh, well you're inviting, like, this one's allowed to get be over there, it. But literally, again, I don't give a shit how you
feel. It is not your freaking day. Right, so exactly. Have a good
shining
night.
Star.
Okay. She Gia, was the you want to read the next star. One?
So, speaking of guests you bring that are a little outlandish, what about the ones who wear white? So I see a lot of videos on TikTok and they go, I will be your designated red wine spiller. I will go next to them and just...
You know, it's so
throw
funny.
It, drop
that's,
it.
That's never happened to me before, but I do remember doing a wedding at the... Wow, all these stories are flooding about. There were nights when the wind was so cold. Do I look like Celine Dion with these headphones on?
It's the resemblance is uncanny.
Thank you.
It's all coming back, back to me now.
Anyway, I did a wedding at the East Wind, and this woman, I was outside because they came late. I know they came late. I was sitting in the back watching the ceremony. She walks in with a silver dress. It was clearly silver, sparkly, whatever. In the ballroom, the sister comes up to me. She's like, I just want to let you know that someone's wearing white here. First of all, number one, what the fuck am I going to do about it?
Yeah.
Right? Like, hey, excuse me, you have to get the hell out. Number two, I'm like, no, I know who you're talking about. And her dress was so, I just want to know if the bride had a game plan. At the end of the day, if someone wears white to your wedding,
what are you going
to
do?
And they're an asshole. Go to hell.
Exactly.
But like, I cannot physically go. First of all, that's not in my contract, honey.
Kelsey, I cannot physically go. You don't bring an extra dress for them?
I can't go up to someone and be like, you got to get out. Oh no, I think it really is white. I'm like, no, I was outside in the daylight. Sometimes it looks different with the uplighting and shit. Anyway, wow, these stories are really
flooding. Could you imagine if Cassidy was like, hold on, and popped her trunk open and there was like a hanger rack
in
like,
her side.
Pick your new dress.
Pick which size black. Are you? Boom, it's all the same. Dress.
The dress of shame.
I do have a genuine question for Cassidy, though, that goes with the whole like colors. But I heard recently that you're not allowed to wear like red or something as a guest to a
you
wedding.
Know what? It's so funny.
I love it.
We just had my best friend's little sister just got married to Russo's. My friend Megan wore red, and there was a whole big controversy like in the group chat. People were texting me on this one. I'm like, no, you can. There's a whole thing saying like, it's a rumor that the groom, that you slept with the groom, but that's bullshit. You know
exactly
what I mean?
Exactly,
like,
what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Yes, that's
shut
what
up.
They say.
Is that true?
No, it's like, not true. It's just bullshit. Wow. Like, you can wear red to a wedding.
I had two girls wear red to my wedding.
I know, it's totally fine.
I actually wore... I accidentally wore red to someone's wedding, and I didn't know about this whole fact beforehand. I told you about this. Maybe. I probably talked about this on the podcast a year ago or something, but... I genuinely didn't know that was a thing, and I wore it, and then I found out afterwards, and I felt so bad, but that's why I wanted to ask Cassidy, because she sees it every day, if, like, that's actually a thing. Yeah. I didn't know there was meaning behind it or anything. I was just like, I wanted to look pretty, and I felt really pretty in that dress, so I wore
Red's
it.
Red's a beautiful color to wear.
Red's
totally
a beautiful
fine.
Color. It's the same thing, like, with the mother's wearing black is, like, you're in mourning, whatever.
No one said anything to me anyway, but I was just like, wow, I kind of feel bad knowing that I did that once.
We have...
This is America. Do what you want.
We have time for one more. This is a good one. Any jokes about the groom being forced into it or his life being over now? It's usually an uncle who's been married and it's like balding and is like a retired UPS delivery driver. Shut the fuck up. All right. It's not funny.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, well, it's not. No, this is it for you, kid. Stop. It's not, do you guys know what I'm talking about?
I do know what you're talking about.
And it kind of brings me to, like, when people were like, are you sure you want to do this? Like, the whole time leading up to the wedding. Any sort of little, like, bicker. Are you sure you want to do this? Are you, like, yes,
it's
going to
be your life now,
thank
buddy.
You.
Like,
thank you. I am sure.
You know what I mean?
You don't have to remind me every day.
Also, this leads me to think about my next, like, thing. Well, it's true, though, because men are stupid, no offense, but like when like the groomsmen, the typical speech, I've heard this 10 times, where, all right, Joe, I want you to put your hand on top of your wife's right now. You see that? That's the last time you'll ever have the upper hand in the marriage.
Oh, going my God, I've never
like,
seen that.
Have you ever
that?
Seen that? It's, no. Like, so oh, cringy, terrible. And I've seen it. I've, like, and then I'm usually standing there with my binder, and I'm just, like, like, and everyone's, like, oh, like, it's not funny. I hate it.
I feel like it's just very invalidating, you know?
Right.
Like, it's like just, I feel like it's just, like, really?
You know, Justin ends his best man speeches by saying, I'd like the bride and the groom to look at each other now. And everyone thinks he's about to say something really nice, really sweet. And he goes, you are now looking into the eyes of the person who is statistically most likely to kill you.
Yes.
Oh. That's and then exactly... everyone's cracking up. And mm-hmm. that's how he ends it. He's like,
that's exactly what my best friend did at her sister's wedding. She was like, good luck. So
some of these speeches can get a little, it's just too much. Anyway, we're at that segment of the day. The ending segment are thick and tired. Corinne, start today.
Ugh. So, my thick is these headphones. Me and you are going to fight. So, I think they're working nicely because I can hear everything and it's going to make my editing a lot easier.
Yeah.
Cassidy's my tired today. She yawned like 400 times when we started. She's hangry and she hates the headphones.
Fucking hate these headphones. Well, let's start with me. Well, let's go
wait,
to me next.
Can you hear yourself better?
Yeah, but I don't want to.
What? You have to
I'm
hear yourself.
I'm kind of annoying. Am I this annoying?
Leah! Wait, hold on a
like,
second.
Like, I'm very, like, I'm just, like, it's a constant no, it's in my like, freaking ear.
But you can hear, like, all the, like, you can hear so much.
Yeah,
clear.
But
you
can I
can hear,
myself
the sound
like
of your
this.
Voice.
I can hear myself there, too.
I feel like it helps it's me not be the a little same. Bit more conscious of what I'm doing.
Because you're not conscious yeah. of,
that's what
like...
She, that's
well,
what
because
she
now,
said. Because so
now we can hear if we're, like, clicking
yeah,
or,
you
know, if we're touching.
You can hear, like, when yeah. you're getting, like...
Anyway, this is my time. My tired are the headphones. My thick... It's children's birthday parties. Scarlett's birthday is this weekend. And I... What are you going to say, bitch? Ew. Children's birthday parties, love planning them, like them being over the top, gonna be ridiculous. I have about 50 people. Well, I have 39 children, 4 babies, and over 50 adults coming to White Post Farm this weekend.
By the way, I wasn't invited, but anyway.
No, my parents weren't even invited either. I'm like, do you really want to come and watch Scarlett run around, not even get to talk to her, so we're just gonna go back
you
to the house after
parents?
For cake?
I don't care about my invitation. You knew cake. I wasn't coming anyway. But
what? No, but like they're gonna see her after for cake. This is just more of like her kids just running around.
So this is like her friend party?
This is her friend
and then when's her family party?
Right after. We're going right to my parents' house.
Oh, okay. That's
nice.
And then
that'll
her birthday's the 16th. And I ordered all these sea animal balloons for her. We're going to go to Build-A-Bear. Then we're going to get her a goldfish.
Cassidy knows she's going to flush it.
100% she will.
Oh. Don't.
Speaking of,
Cassidy,
actually,
you better put a lock on that top.
No, because the bitch is potty training. She flushed. The plumber's coming to my house again for the second time.
I'm aware. That's why I'm
because
saying
because she flushed down Dory and Nemo down the toilet. And then my best friend Steph's like, oh. I'm like, what? What? And she goes, well, you know, there's a part in Nemo where they flush him down the toilet to go back to the ocean. She's like, she's such a good girl. I'm like, okay, bitch.
You're going to get a real goldfish now?
That's what I'm going to say. She's going to flush it.
Well, whatever. Maybe she used that as a bouquet when she gets married.
See?
Whatever.
Is it because she wants to help?
I guess so. I don't know. Gia, thick and tired.
Oh my gosh. I am so thick on the sun setting later. I'm lit about it. It is just like giving me
nice.
A piece of the tingles. I'm so happy. Oh, my tired. Wow. My tired this week. Parking tickets.
Oh. Mm.
Did you get one?
Oh, I did.
Port Jeff.
So I got a parking ticket in Port Jeff, which... You know, is where our Curvy Corner boutique is. We have a lot of ready-to-wear dresses, everything like that.
Pause. When?
Do you want me to tell the story on this, or do you want me to just tell you?
No, well, just tell
make
it later.
Snappy.
Because it's,
yeah, make it snappy.
We're going over.
Okay,
it's
basically,
fine.
In Port Jefferson, I went to go work for the day at our little boutique, the Curvy Corner. And basically, I just got a ticket for not paying the meter, but I don't have to pay the meter because I have a... pass. I have a resident pass where I park for free.
Yeah.
And
you live there?
Public safety. Oh yeah, I do. And public safety gave me a ticket, so now I have to fight it and punch some people in the face.
Just to go to court.
Yeah, because it's
court. Go and show up.
I'm so angry.
How
do
you live in?
So
I don't see an issue.
Exactly.
Take that shit to court and they'll probably just throw it out.
Yeah, bro. So, well, I'm going to send it in. I want to print out the actual, like, my pass and just send it.
Yeah, maybe they're going to erase it. There's no reason. I think
I would demand something for my time.
No, so then the next morning I did accost a public safety officer.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
All right, so you're tired of parking tickets.
I'm tired of parking tickets.
She's tired of public safety.
I am tired of public safety.
Yeah.
That's what I'm tired of.
Leah Perez, thick and tired.
I'm thick on my birthday this upcoming Monday.
Yeah, girl.
Tired of the fact that my mom can't come out now.
Yay.
It's sad. But yeah. Geez. Usually I hate my birthday. Like, I think you remember when I turned 25, I was just like, oh, another year. Like, I don't know. It's like usually depressing because Justin's usually never home on my birthday either. He's usually always deployed or he always has drill on my birthday for whatever freaking reason. Because it usually, like, the last couple of years, it fell on a weekend day. This time, it's a Monday. He's home. I'm off. I think I'm just really excited.
That timing is awesome.
And I think Sunday, my friends are going to come over and going to do a little paint night and celebrate my birthday. Ooh, paint night and charcuterie. So
cute.
Yeah.
Cute. What's your tired?
The fact that my mom can't come out for my birthday now.
Oh, well, that was quick.
Great job, Denise.
Yeah, you ruined it. Soiled it.
Poor Denise, man. Just doing her little softball, living her life up there.
I know. Being an adorable softball keeper of four.
It's a time for her to celebrate, too, because she did birth me 27 years ago. Like, she put in all that effort.
Scarlett's birthday is my birthday,
too. Like, I would like to celebrate with her. I'd like to have dinner, you know.
I'm sure you'll do it. Just another day.
Yeah, hey, bitches, that's that.
Yeah.
Well, wait, we got so many. We got to go over more icks because they were really good, but we ran out of time today. Yeah. So we got to definitely talk more about this, but we still want to hear from you. So DM us, send us an email, info@ivorymain.com. You know, whatever. Call in.
Specifically, call our store. And let us know how much you love the podcast.
Yeah, tell us a story.
Actually. I had a bride send me an email today.
Oh, that's so cute.
How much she loves our podcast.
Really?
She said she listens to it every week, and she said every episode keeps getting better and better.
So, actually,
love her. I'll see her on Saturday. Shout out Nicole.
There was a lady yesterday on the Instagram. Did you see that comment? You know the one that I did the four dresses with the satin?
Yeah.
She said, next time, put the camera down so we can see the gown.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what I said.
Wait, what?
Yeah,
so it was one of those.
She said, so I did it in the mirror because how else was I supposed to record myself? And we showed the dresses and the girls, like, flipped the trains in the back. And she was like, put the camera down. And I'm just like, I just wanted to end this with moronic Instagram comments again. Thanks a lot, Irene. But
is that her name?
That was her name. Irene.
We really come at these haters. Responding to her.
I did respond to her. I said, oh my God, good point. Next time I'll put the camera down so no one can see the dress.
Yeah. Wait, then I thought about the other comments we get just as a final wrap up. I was like, I should start commenting back because a lot of times, like, we're not really.
Just be snarky. It's fine. I don't care.
For the most part, we're not using actual brides. We're using our girls. Like,
right, it's
who
us.
Work here at the store. And we'll be like, pick our wedding dress. And they'll go, no, that is not for her. You need to blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And I almost want to write back and go, I'm going to email the bride right away that you said this.
Perhaps she'll change her mind.
No, literally, like, oh my gosh, invaluable advice.
Greatest joy in life to be snarky right back with these people. But they're not being snarky. They're just downright mean. And I'm just getting such joy out of, like, writing back to them.
Like, screw you, some good
comebacks. I'm like, who are you? And why do you have to be so stupid?
Well, if you guys have any good comebacks that we can use for Instagram, let us know because we'll get a good laugh.
If you see one and we miss it, tag us so that we can write back to them.
Please.
We love it.
Or start fighting with them for us.
That's a wrap. I hope you guys enjoy your sandwiches. I'm going to go.
Yeah. All right.
Fast for another hour and a half.
You're almost done.
Get your blood work done.
Anyway, girls, until next time, we will
see you next Tuesday
with our ugly headphones.
Oh, shut up.
Maybe we can bedazzle them.
Oh my God.